This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We appreciate your listenership, your trust. With that said, a quick heads up, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Hopefully we're going to be getting to this. We're going to see how this show goes, because I don't want to promise something if we're not going to get to it. Either Jesus will be your king or your man-made king will be your God. It's just that simple. The historic battle cry of our Christian forefathers is, we have no king but King Jesus, just so you know. But before we get to that, I want to jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com and give you the news that Facebook and Twitter and Google and big tech companies, Yahoo and the such, are omitting, along with the CIA-controlled media. See, they want you to think one way, and they want you to think their way. And if you think outside of their little circle of influence, friends, then you're going to be an enemy of the state. Well, guess what, friends? If you learn anything, if you know anything from your forefathers, the history of our forefathers is that they threw off tyrants. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God, and that's why we have the sonsoflibertymedia.com. As a matter of fact, Samuel Adams used to have the Committee on Correspondence in 1772, keeping the colonies alive concerning the information they needed while they were throwing off the tyrant from across the pond that would not be ruled by God. And speaking of which, friends, did you see this? What you have been led to believe concerning a Democratic Party, which is unconstitutional. Just had a guy the other day say, Bradley, how many parties do we have in the United States of America? I said, well, all of them are illegal. I mean, they're unconstitutional. I said, but there's over 101 party affiliations right now. And yet we have one constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, but they don't want to be ruled by God. They want to create their own denomination, their own sect. And speaking of the church, that's why we have so many denominations in the church, is because men get in there and they fail to follow the Christ. And concerning politics, men get in there and they fail to follow the law that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob gave us. And in saying that, friends, it's interesting to note the Democrats, as you're led to believe, are calling for the removal of God. Okay, well, they've been living accordingly their whole lives, and many on the right, as a matter of fact, are doing the same thing. And in many cases, the right is a lot worse than the left, for those that have not been paying attention. But with that said, I was just telling a friend this morning, I had a friend that grew up with me. He was my best friend. And he was a welfare kid just like I was. And but the difference was, is I worked and he didn't really have to, because his mom met a man that owned a company in Fridley, Minnesota, and they went from welfare status to millionaire status within about a two-week window. And this man that owned the company became his stepdad because he married his mother, my best friend's mom. Interestingly enough, he was so successful, he decided to sell the company. And when he sold the company, the company that was buying on said, "We want you to run our company for 3 more years during this transition." Well, after everything was said and done and the money was transferred and the transition concerning the contracts and the company and the sale of the company, well, it was all done with, all complete. And once it was all completed, guess what they did, friends? The people that bought the company turned on the guy that sold them the company, my best friend's new stepdad. They fired him. And what's interesting to note, friends, is they can fire him all day long. The fact of the matter is they need to understand that he was the one that built the company from nothing to a successful company today. Guess what happened after they fired that guy from the company? It took just a little while, friends, but that company went bankrupt. Does that sound familiar, friends? Because it's the same thing that I have to report to you on the Sons of Liberty Media 6 days a week. That America, you have forgotten your God. And in the process, he promised in 9:16, the book of Psalm, the wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Do it your way. Go ahead and live the way that you want to live outside of God's government. But this is going to be the result, which is found in Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell in all the nations that forget God. See what happens when you get rid of the founder of the United States of America? He who inspired our forefathers to give us what we have today? How's that working out for us? Well, I can show you and I can tell you how it's working out for us. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You have two former GOP senators found shot dead in their homes within 2 days. Wow, that's a little bizarre. Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, reported this morning at least one of the two former GOP senators found shot to death, alleged to have been closing in on child trafficking in Arkansas state government. Folks, remember when I shared with you all the crime that you're seeing stick its head out and act out in such a fashion that it does? It's an exhibition of the lack of the enforcement of the law. In other words, it's an expose on criminals that you call representatives that are not doing their jobs. The purpose of government is to maintain order. The purpose of government is to make reference in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous according to the Mosaic Institution, common law. Okay? Is that what's happening? The purpose of government is to restrain men from violating law. Is that what's happening today? No. You're seeing your said representatives today, along with the CIA-controlled media, advocating a sinful lifestyle. Why? Because they want more control. Crime is always the excuse for more control, America. Are we seeing the laws enforced in the courts of justice? Absolutely not for the most part, friends. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back to this. And I'm going to highlight some of the things that are going on in this country because the American people have failed to acknowledge he who established this country and his government. If we want to get rid of man's 10,000 commandments and crimes, then let's simply get back to God's 10. It really is that simple. Matthew 5, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. Gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Gothereforeconference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, EE, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. As well, friends, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube just uploaded two brand new videos for you to enjoy. Again, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. If you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about how two senators over the last couple of days, friends, have been found shot dead in their homes within 2 days. Folks, whenever you see crime stick its head up, like child trafficking, for example, it shows you someone in government is allowing it. Or advocating for it. And we've noticed that over and over and over again, when the topic comes up and there's people that are on the front lines about to expose child trafficking, all of a sudden, they just mysteriously get their head blown off. America, I got a question for you. When are you going to say that's enough? And what do? They sell you, oh, they allegedly committed suicide. They shot themselves 14 times in the head with a shotgun. I mean, this is how ludicrous some of their stories go, friends. And they just want you to believe it. As a matter of fact, I wanted to highlight this one. This one's really important for people to understand how emboldened criminals in government have become in the United States of America. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have a former veteran, Everett Palmer Jr., who was he was honorably discharged, the United States Army veteran and a father of two, before he just recently died mysteriously. This was last year, but the case is open, where he mysteriously died in police custody last year. Now, what's interesting about this, he had a misdemeanor. He found out there was a warrant for his arrest. If you look at the guy's picture, he looks like the biggest sweetheart, biggest teddy bear you've ever seen. I mean, he is a buff dude, okay? But he's a sweetheart. You can just see it on his countenance. He goes in, turns himself in, and then he mysteriously comes back. The family gets a phone call at 5:46 in the morning saying that your son died in police custody. They said that he started to ram his head, friends, against the jail bars. You want to hear the kicker here? Just to show you how emboldened these people had become in Pennsylvania, for example. When they returned the body back to the family, the throat was removed, the brain was removed, and his heart was removed. Bruises all over his body. Did you hear what I said? What is emboldening these people to act in such a fashion? The American people who sit down and let them do it. I got a question for you, friends. How come this isn't national news? Army vet mysteriously dies in jail, returned to family with his throat, brain, and heart removed. And also notice, friends, the throat, brain, and heart are vitals, namely his brain and his heart. But why did they have to get rid of the throat as well? Because there was probably some evidence on the throat that they were experimenting on him. But to return a man's body, a young man's body, a veteran, back to his family without a throat, brain, and heart, shows you how far gone some of these people have become. And these are not the type of people that you can help. These are the type of people that must be lawfully removed. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Speaking of which, Arizona Mesa police chief tried to curb horrific brutality problem. 95% of the department voted to remove him. Why? Because criminals don't want good people within the precinct. You know, I had a police officer friend of mine, just recently met him, his acquaintance, and he has become a friend. And with that said, he had told me, I find in every police precinct, you're always going to find 10% as being the bad apples. Well, then let's deal with the 10%. Because we got 90% of them that are good guys. Okay? And we stand with good police. We stand with good government here at the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Speaking of people that have been killed, just recently on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just after former Arkansas state senator found murdered, Hillary Clinton's brother, Tony Rodham, dies, cause of death unknown. Interesting. Maybe he's seen something and maybe he's had enough. Who knows? It's amazing how the Lord will raise people up within these circles to tell the rest of us as to what's really taking place. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You ready for more of this, friends? This is what happens when you remove God's government. This is the fruit of a nation that refuses to submit to God's government. You ready? New York Police Department Deputy Police Chief and Detective found with self-inflicted gunshots within 24 hours of each other. Wow, what did they know? Boy, there's a whole lot of gleaning going on in the United States of America today, friends. And it's interesting, it's not the bad guys that are being dealt with. It's the good guys that are exposing the bad guys for who they are that are being killed off. Why is this happening? Because the American people are adding strength to tyranny by tolerating these crimes. As a matter of fact, I can prove the point. Did you know, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Hillary Clinton chosen as a keynote speaker at event on cybersecurity. Yes, really, you heard me correctly. Wasn't this the woman that was just busted a couple years ago, friends, committing the act of treason with Russia by selling uranium ore to them, just like Harry Reid was out of Nevada with the Chinese? Yes, of course it is. I mean, these are the same people that are on book tours selling their best-selling books, friends. And it's interesting, they have a free rein to attack the new administration at will, while the new administration, impotent and weak though it is, refuses to pick up the DOJ to do with it what he will in dealing with criminals. Wow, this is crazy. Now, we just had a young lady not too long ago, it was on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, that was exposing child trafficking with the Clintons. And she goes and reports it to the FBI. Within a week, she's dead in her apartment. And of course, you just pass it off and act like, well, it was no big deal. She must have just got scared off, or she was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. No. It was after she reported the crime, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com wanted to let you know, we have over in Poland two lawsuits to demonstrate Facebook's evil censorship agenda and how it's global. Again, remember, Facebook, Twitter, In many cases, big tech companies, not all of them, but most of them, are subversive to American government. They're trying to advocate that which is unlawful to Europeanize America. They want you to have what they want you to have. They don't want to be exposed for what they're advocating, attempting to establish a global order. Oh, Bradley, come on, that's just conspiratorial. Well, read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You ready for this one, friends? This is not the Obama administration. Did you know that Homeland Security just released, listen to me carefully, Monday, June 10th, Homeland Security just released 196,000 illegal aliens into the population under Donald Trump. Did you know that? I just wanted to make sure you understood that this isn't Obama. It's humorous to me how you Trumpites will keep talking about how Obama did this and Obama did that. Hey, listen, it's the same agenda going forward. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, too, these 196,000 illegal aliens that were just released into your population, endangering you and your families, many of them just received work permits as well. America, I told you, and I'm telling you again, okay, your country is being handed off to those that mean to conquer. From the southern border, from the Middle East, from wherever they may come. They're being lured in. Oh, I wanted to highlight something, too, just so you understand where this is coming from. Not just the good guys, right? But we also have McConnell, drug dealing McConnell, floats Dreamer Bill, while Lindsey Graham, drafts legislation to benefit illegal aliens, invaders. So not only is Donald Trump bringing these people in, flying them to their desired destinations, this is a fact. This is not theory. It's happening today. But the media fails to tell you what should be headline news, friends. These 196,000 illegal aliens into the population receiving work permits and benefits. Didn't I tell you that concerning the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, friends, back of March of 29, 2018? Why, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Well, the conservatives of the day are playing the left-right paradigm, poisoning one another to further feed the narrative of divide and conquer. What's happening in America? Through all the smoke and mirrors and the dog and pony show and the circus of politics, your country's literally being handed off. Check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. We're going to come right back, and we are going to get to either Jesus will be your king or your man-made king will be your God. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he believes China will have to make a deal with the United States because they're going to have to. Today on CNBC, President Trump defended his threats to put tariffs on countries like China and Mexico.
Even without a fair playing field, we're winning because the tariffs are putting us at a tremendous competitive advantage. People want our good. They want our money. We're the piggy bank.
Police in Detroit are announcing a break in the case of a possible serial killer that's targeting sex workers. Detroit Police Chief James Craig.
We have arrested the suspect that I referred to late last week as a serial murderer and sexual assault suspect.
In a developing story, just after 2 o'clock Eastern time, a helicopter crashed into the top of a New York City building. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1-866-582-9933. This is what watermelon is doing to me, friends. It's that natural sugar. Woo! Either Jesus will be your king or your man-made king will be your God. Now, okay, so I'm just going to the Holy Ghost here right now, friends. So Isaiah 30 comes to my aid. Okay? He is alive forevermore. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Now, sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, so that they might transgress God's moral law and create their own government. Line upon line, precept upon precept, friends. Huh. That walk down into Egypt, the world, and have not asked that my mouth, saith the Lord, to strengthen themselves in the strength of what? Man, not the holy God of Israel. And trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh, their man-made God, shall be their shame. And the trust in the shadow of Egypt to your confusion. Is that what's happening? Absolutely it is. Folks, we have no king but King Jesus. Period. He's the captain of our salvation. He's the tribe of the line of Judah. Okay, he is the man of war. We have no king but King Jesus. The historic battle cry of our Christian forefathers. Now last week I wrote an article titled Destroying Tyrants, Destroying Law Through Policy, and then calling it peace. Just within that alone, friends, make distinction between law and policy. Because again, policy follows the law. Tyrants destroying law through policy and then calling it peace. And with that, I saw that my cup was running over while receiving illumination to do a bit more on this exposition. John 7:38, as scripture states, freely you have received, freely give. You can't give what you ain't got. You can only give what you have. And out of your belly will flow rivers of living water, said Jesus, if you belong to him. Okay? I started off my column last week with true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system. Did you hear me? Rules for Radicals, written by Saul Alinsky, a disciple of Satan, along with so many others. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system. Wow. I think what we have is Americans have been so Hollywoodized that they think that the devil's going to come to them with a rack of horns on his head and a pitchfork in hand to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. But the scripture tells us the opposite. Okay? Those that were approved of the Lord, those who were warning the people to flee from the wrath to come, and those who were proclaiming God's truth were carpenters, fishermen, tax collectors. They were the foolish things of the world that confounded the wise. They were the weak things of the world that confounded the mighty and the unlearned men. Acts 4:13. As well as men dressed in the attire of camel's hair, leather belts, eating locusts and wild honey. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, folks, the only thing concerning fitting this character and the characteristics of what we're talking about right now, the only thing I'm missing is the locusts and the wild honey. Matthew 3:7. And in contrast, those that were highly esteemed, Luke 16:15, and approved among men, are you listening, America? Jesus was damning them. Those that were approved of men, friends, Jesus was damning. Woe unto you! He was cursing them. Scribes and Pharisees, religious hypocrites who claim to have all of this knowledge and apply it not first to yourselves and then society. He called them hypocrites. You're pretenders. For you are all like unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Matthew 23, verse 27. Then he tells us in Luke 11:52, woe unto you, cursing the lawyers, for you have taken away the keys of knowledge, the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, you hindered. And I ask, how many in American church and American politics fit the physical and mental characteristics of those whom God was damning? Yep. Those are the ones that man has put up in the United States of America as some sort of final say, some sort of authority. And that's all people have to do is see the fruit that falls from their tree to assess the situation with righteous judgment. But that's what they fail to do. Mark 8:15, by the way. And yet Jesus charged them and us today, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven, the doctrines of the Pharisees and of the leaven, the doctrines of Herodian, the politicians. Jesus also said, as a reproof, verily I say unto you that publicans, right, tax collectors, and the harlots, the prostitutes, go into the kingdom of God before you do. Friends, and look what's happening today. Politicians in the media have transformed and transposed the standard from Jesus Christ and his true disciples to Satan himself, putting up the devil as the standard and putting down Christ's disciples as the opposition to ward off, to warn, to polarize, to demonize, so that you might look at them and say with the Pharisees of the day, look at these people, look at these apostles and these disciples, they've turned the world upside down. No, we're not here to turn the world upside down. We're here to turn the world right side up. But the problem is you've turned judgment backwards and you don't know the difference for the most part for those that don't have eyes to see and for those that don't have ears to hear. Right? And as I was writing out this Holy Ghost download, Matthew 6:18 and Acts 2:36, that I was receiving during this particular time, I immediately began to realize that this is happening because people that profess to be Christians don't even know the scriptures. John 7:17, which in fact is a lack of Christianity. I was just reading the book of John last night again. What's the first thing Jesus said to those that were to follow him? What must we do? You must know the doctrine. And how many in the professed church in America today that call themselves Christians don't even know the doctrine? They know what the pastor said outside of the Word of God, but they don't know what the Holy Ghost said through Scripture that he inspired. Wow, this is craziness. They think that because someone claims to be a Christian, then it must be so. That's not true. Remember, no one rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus. Read Matthew 23, the whole chapter. Because it's all there. The Lord was angry. No wonder why America is falling to the curses, because they refuse God's government. They don't want the one that built it up from the ground up. Right? They don't want the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, 2 Timothy 3:16. They want to do it their way, which is the first scripture found in the Satanic Bible. How's that working out for you today? You know, I think my wife said Frank Sinatra yesterday. There was some music playing. It was Frank Sinatra. And he was famous for singing the song, "I Did It My Way," right? And Elvis did the same thing. They were known for those songs, "I Did It My Way." I wonder how doing it your way worked out. Because I can tell you, it didn't work out at all. The Bible says the man that trusts in his own heart is a fool, right? But he who trusts in the Lord, blessed is that man. Blessed is that man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understandings. And in all your ways, acknowledge him. In all, A-L-L, of your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. America, America, are you listening? You're too young to die. I just highlighted some of the things that are going on in the United States of America today. These hypocrites have exchanged the king that has bought them with his own blood. 1 Corinthians 6:20 and 1 John 2:2. For a fallen and reprobate man that sells them out. Luke 22, verse 48. And instead of man submitting to the lawgiver, they slavishly serve the lawbreakers. Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. And instead of them serving out of love the one that cannot and will not lie, Numbers 23, verse 19, they submit to those who lie on a daily basis. Just ask corrupt politicians and ask the CIA-controlled mainstream media. Oh, but Bradley, we don't trust them. We don't believe a thing that they have to say. Well, I just got done telling you some of the things that are going on in the United States of America, and I bet this ticked off some of you when I told you that 196,000 illegals that are in America today have been just released back into population into the United States of America, and many receiving work permits under the Trump administration. But I've already told you that. Okay? And then I shared with you how McConnell, you know, the guy that they found 90 pounds of cocaine, you know, Mr. Anti-Drugger himself, on the Ping Mei, his wife's family's boats, they found 90 pounds of cocaine on that ship being transported to America. Right? You didn't hear a peep about it because, again, the media didn't want you to know about it. Because the media protects their own. Those that are advocating for a global order, they're protecting them. And they're extorted men. You better know they are. But I shared with you McConnell floats Dreamer Bill while Lindsey Graham drafts legislation to benefit illegal alien invaders. Okay? This is all brand new news, but did you hear that from the media? No, what you heard from the media was that Donald Trump is going to pull tariffs on Mexico. In other words, hey, Mexico over there, you guys need to stop what you're doing. Instead of me actually enforcing the immigration laws, I'm going to play stupid, deceive my followers, and I'm going to tell them, I'm going to tell you, you know what, you need to tell them to just stay in Mexico. No, enforce the laws, Mr. President. I'm not stupid enough to fall for the shenanigans going on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core to motivate your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just wanted to let you know, too, America, I know that the media is just doing, they are just out on an all-out war on the American people during this transition of this administration, handing it off to those foreigners coming into the United States of America to stack the cards against you. That's a fact against his followers. That's a fact. It's interesting because when all these investigations came out with Mueller and the Clinton investigation and the whole thing with Kavanaugh, I told the American, and Comey, I told the American people that it's all a sham. It's all a bunch of smoke and mirrors. And I told America out of sincerity that this is all going to come to nothing. Hey, America, I'm just kind of curious, was I right? What does it come to? Driving support, outside of driving some more support to Donald Trump's administration, what's happening? You think he's under attack. No, what you don't realize is they're driving support to Donald Trump. Guess who's doing the attacking? The brand new administration. To who? His followers. Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch just received it 30 seconds ago. The whole Clinton investigation was a sham. Yeah, you're being lied to. All these investigations and no indictments, no charges being filed, friends. Hello. Circus of politics. And this is why I'm highlighting right now, either Jesus will be your king, America, or you're going to learn the hard way because you are, or your man-made king will be your God. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Read Exodus 20. Read Acts 2, 38. Read Matthew 3, 2. If you want to hear that again, just download the podcast. You know, it's interesting. This is just coming to my aid, and I will get back to this. It's interesting. I'm hearing, I've been talking about this. I'm just waiting for the green light because this guy's just undoing himself. This whole Trump prophecy and people questioning whether this Mark Taylor guy is the real deal. I'm here to stand against that guy tooth and nail. And this is what a false prophet does. They tell you the opposite of what they should be saying. It's exactly what's being thrown at you, America. Just the, he should be telling you to watch out. He's promoting. He's doing the exact opposite. When the Spirit says no, he's saying yes. When the Spirit says yes, he's saying no. And when the commandment comes, sin revives. And it shows you what's reviving in the likes of these false prophets in America. You know, it's interesting, too. One of the conservative talking heads of the day, which I have shown support for the right that he has done, over and over and over again. It was brought to my attention. I've yet to hear it with my ears, but basically this conservative talking head said it doesn't matter if you're moral or not. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life. Okay, and we're not talking about moralism here, friends, but we are talking about those that belong to Christ do walk in holiness. Okay, but he's out there trying to advocate and high-five the likes of Mark Taylor and say, oh, no, he's a real prophet. You know. I'm here to tell you he's a false prophet. I'm here to tell you he's a real prophet, man. He's telling you the truth. Trump is the man you need to stand behind, and you're going to see righteous judgment, and you're going to see this, and you're going to see that. And yet, friends, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, what's happening? The exact opposite. And the reason they're doing this, friends, they're holding their ground that they don't have. They're on sand is really what they're on. And wait until that storm comes because they're going to blow away with it, and that's exactly what's happening. The exact opposite is happening. Okay? And now they're trying to play the spiritual men and the spiritual wisdom of God. And they're trying to play the spiritual men and women of God, forgive me. And they have no authority to do so. And I'm talking about Alex Jones. It's like I've shut my mouth about Alex over and over and over again, hoping for the best to come out of it, because I think he's done a lot of good things. But when you start saying stupid things and pointing the finger back at man rather than the Christ, you're going to have a problem with Bradley Dean. And you're going to pick a fight that you're not going to win because you don't know what you're talking about. Neither one of these two guys. Tried to get Mark Taylor on the radio, and I found out he had an agent. I called the guy that actually gave him his break, as you would say. He said, Bradley, he doesn't even talk to me anymore. He went and got an agent. The church loves him. Hey, listen, the church that advocates abortion, homosexuality, plays the greatest advocate to bringing illegals into the United States of America. They're entertaining their executioners. These are the ones that are loving on the likes of Mark Taylor. That should put a chill up anybody's spine. Okay? But they don't want the real prophetic people to speak out, and those guys are going to be stuck in a corner somewhere while they begin to highlight the false prophets. It's exactly what's happening today in America, and it's been going on for a long time in this country. And look at the people that have been bred because they refuse to listen to the law and the prophets. Here we are. We're going to get to that. Friends, I promise you, we're going to get to that sooner or later. But this guy's got to be at the point of being embarrassed as to what's going on now. Oh, it's going to be a righteous president, he's going to do this, and there's going to be military tribunals, and there's going to be this. And you listen to the guy, and it's like, you know what? You're saying things backwards here, dude. You got it backwards. You know, when Calvin rightly said it, boy, did he nail it, and was he spot on when he said that when God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. What are the wicked? Those that know to do right, but they do the wrong thing. That's exactly right. It's exactly what's happening in America today. You better take heed to who you give a ear to, friends. And this also includes Franklin Graham. Tell him for me, would you please? This includes Franklin Graham. You better watch out, friends. Because when you have these men advocating other men outside of the Christ, you better know what you're dealing with right then and there. There's some stuff coming out on Franklin right now. And it's interesting how he just cheerleads this brand new administration, yet he's not paying attention to what this new administration is doing, apparently, or he's aiding him. Of course he is. He's aiding him, just like his dad did. Sons of Liberty Radio, friends.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to download these podcasts, share them with your pastors. Share them with your church overseers. I need to get back to this and finalize and bring it to a consummation concerning either Jesus will be your king or your man-made king will be your God. Which one's it going to be, friends? Get the scripture. I'm pointing my finger to the Christ. Okay? Instead of man submitting to the immutable God, Hebrews 6:18, they submit to fallen man and every wind of his made-up doctrine. The sleight of men. This is what I'm calling out right now. And their cunning craftiness as they continuously deceive the people. Yet again, Scripture warns us in Ephesians 4:14 that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of what? The sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Yep. And on the other hand, magnifying God's government, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and holds to his word and to his law, and whose hope the Lord is. Jeremiah 17:7. Friends, no matter who the president is, Romans 13:3 through 4, remember, he has no title of nobility in America, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8, U.S. Constitution. Jesus will always be king. Just read it in Isaiah 9:6. The government is upon his shoulders. And the Bible also tells us that God is the governor of all nations. Amen. Hallelujah. And if I was in a black church right now, they'd all be shouting me down. Another way of saying this is either Jesus is your king or your man-made king will be your God. You choose. Exodus 20, verse 3. On April 18th, 1775, let's go back to our forefathers. Let's see who they submitted to. Let's see what they established concerning the branch of David in righteousness. On April 18th, 1775, John Adams, the second president, and John Hancock were at home, at the home of Reverend Jonas Clark, a Lexington overseer and a militia leader. Hello, read the Constitution, America. I know that the mainstream media has put poisoned the minds of many people that when you bring up the militia, that it's a weird thing. But yet it's not a weird thing, because if it wasn't for the militia, we wouldn't be here today, friends. And guess what? You are the militia, America. Read the Constitution. Okay? But when John Adams and John Hancock were at the home of Reverend Jonas Clark, that same night that Paul Revere arrived to warn them of the approaching Redcoats, the bad guys, the next morning, British Major Pitcairn shouted to an assembled regiment of Minutemen, saying, "Disperse, you villains, lay down your arms in the name of George, the Sovereign King of England." In parallel, in contrast, the immediate response of Reverend Jonas Clark and his company was this: "We recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus. Until we submit back to the founder's government and what he established, you're going to continuously see this country spin out of control, for it is truly being created into the hell that the Americans have allowed it to be turned into." 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.